Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook, got Justin Wells, got Coach Dub, another edition of Recruiting Intel. Always fun talking about recruiting, especially as a bunch of decisions are lined up this week. A couple today, one to track, a couple all throughout the weekend. Lots of big targets, lots of things to talk about. Make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And of course, if you have not done so yet, please head to InsideTexas.com. You can sign up today. $1 will get you access all the way until August 30th. Kickoff of the Ohio State game, 11 a.m. Central. We're turning that off. It's July 8th, about 1:40 p.m. You got a lot of time between now and then. So recruiting intel, team info, SEC Media Days coverage, all that. Join for just $1. And, of course, if you've not done so already, got to promote our guy Paul Wadlington, Thinking Texas Football, the 2025 Longhorn Football Prospectus. If you've been on Inside Texas, you've seen Paul write a little bit about what Phil Steele has written, about what some of the other big magazines have written. Let me tell you, they are behind Paul. They do not hold a candle to what Paul has written about not just every single important player on the Longhorn roster, but also the schedule, the landscape of college football. And we got our guy, Eric Nalin, who wrote a big piece on the 2025, the number one recruiting class. So make sure you head over and look at Thinking Texas Football. We'll start with the big topic of the day, a decision we are all waiting on, one that will take place in the state of Georgia. You can see Justin's in East Texas, Charlie's in Dallas. We haven't gotten out to Georgia. If we could, if it was a snap of the fingers, we would be there to track Braden Rouse's commitment ceremony from Marietta Kell. This one, Justin, you wrote the decision preview today, and this is a fun one. And it may not be totally fun for us not knowing the answer, but then it kind of is to not know exactly what hat he's going to pick up. And it's looking like it's between two teams at this juncture.
Usually we do, but sometimes we don't. And this is a case where Braden Rouse is essentially cut off the media, and he went kind of underground on this one. And so he'll be ready I believe it's going to be 6 o'clock Central, correct? To make that announcement. We posted about, I don't know, was it 3 or 4 days ago? I had an update. I caught up with him on his family vacation, and essentially it was pretty brief, but he had said, "Hey, I'm still building with Texas. You know, it's been really good." And so, you know, it's one of those where, yeah, there's some anticipation. There's some there's some of that built up, and but that's what makes this stuff fun a lot of times. And the truth is, you know, we've been talking about Braden Rouse for probably 3 or 4 months now, and you're not going to find better tape from a 2026 linebacker in this cycle. You're just not. He is absolutely tremendous. I said that if he goes to Tennessee, and I'm going to say it twice if he goes to Texas.
Charlie, it's one of those things. I was trying to figure out who he is, what he might be as a prospect. He's the perfect Will.
Look, I don't think there's nothing he can't do. I just saw some recent tape of him on 707 to see him communicate and get people lined up and know what's coming. Like, this is a true football player with a high IQ. He can play all three downs. He's physical. He'll come down and smack you. He'll cover the tight end or a slot receiver. And then you can line up a receiver and go catch the ball too. I don't know if anybody's ever seen him do it, but he can run routes and really go high point the football as a receiver. So you get a superb athlete who just happens to play linebacker and with a linebacker mentality, man. I absolutely love it. Like Justin said, one of the better linebackers in the nation. You're not going to find much better tape, but he can do it all.
This film is so much fun to watch. Just what he's doing in coverage, what he's doing near the line of scrimmage, as you can see here. And then you'll see a little bit later what he's doing as a receiver. Like, this is just somebody who is a unique athlete. Why do you think he's not ranked higher than 100? Which, again, there are so many thousands, hundreds of thousands of high school football players in the country, and to be ranked number 100, of course, is an accomplishment. But, like, are we wrong to think, Justin, that he should be a little higher?
Yeah, we are wrong about it. And I'll say this. Some of the guys that are highly rated – they go to every camp. They go to those big camps, and they're very good at exposure and publicizing themselves. They get on social media, and they can turn a visit into 3 or 4 different tweets, and it leads to a lot of attention. And I just never, if you look at Braden Rouse's, you know, social media, he just doesn't do that a whole lot. I don't think he did a lot of camps. Honestly, I think sometimes too, when a kid looks like they're, you know, destined to go to a certain spot, like Tennessee has looked for the last year, sometimes the evaluators don't look at him as hard anymore because, well, he's already kind of settled into a spot. And, but listen, we've said this since the offer, like this kid has unbelievable. I mean, I like Tyler Atkinson. I love Braden Rouse. Like this tape is incredible. And that's the beauty of they'll do re-rankings. You know, Charles Power and Cody Belair, I think, do a tremendous job. And they'll go back through a lot of this stuff, you know, in the next year and at the end of the season. And you'll have a different set of rankings. And I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy rises. He has the tape. He has the intangibles. And he has the mindset. This guy thinks differently, guys. Like, this guy talks, you know, he's giving grades out to every part of his official visits that he's taking, whether it's the food, whether it's the interaction with the staff, whether it's the dorms. Like, he's taking note. This guy is pragmatic. And a lot of times those kids that are super hyper-focused don't jump on social media a ton of times and do look at me type stuff. I think that's why Braden Rouse might be a little bit lower ranked than we thought.
Yeah. Looking at go Charlie, when you're dealing with a player who is as objective as they can be with a very subjective process, how does that change what coaches do? Because he literally said, like, I rank all the aspects about all my visits, and I'm putting them into an equation to figure out who's got the highest score. Like, does anything change for coaching staffs when they know that that's the type of process that they're dealing with?
They know you got to change your recruiting pitch. You can't sell the same thing you've been selling to other kids. This guy does his homework, and you can tell he's probably been around somebody who knows the game and knows exactly how it works. So you can't come in with your same pitch of this is what we plan to do. No, it got to be detailed for a kid like this because he's doing his homework. He's taking his notes. You know what's funny is we saw this about a few recruits who have visited Texas. They all said, I'm bringing my pen and paper, and I'm taking notes and trying to get an understanding what Texas is all about. So that tells you what kind of guys Texas is actually recruiting. But honestly, I love it. I like a kid that's detailed like that because I know he's going to watch film and be detailed on opponents too. So it makes him even more an interesting prospect for me.
It's kind of funny. Got a good question from a roaster. Go ahead. His measurables look like Ant Hill's. I think Rouse is in the 205 to 210 range. Justin Hill was closer to 220.
220, 225.
Right. And that's part of why Hill was ranked a little higher.
It was. And because and Anthony had the same type of explosive nature on both sides of the ball. Anthony was probably a better running back. Let's just be honest. Anthony Hill, if he wasn't playing linebacker right now, he'd be playing running back in college. And so I think Anthony's more athletic. But I also think Anthony played at a higher level competition-wise. And so that also kind of brought out the best in him. And I believe Anthony was like 6'2 and a half, actually, when he wound up signing, maybe 6'3. So there's some similarities there. Anthony was just bigger. He was just a little bit thicker. Yeah. And this guy's a little twitchier, which I think – and Anthony was more like a burst off the edge. This guy's a more of a track and smack type of kid. And so they're different and they're in the same way. But I got to go full circle. I want to go up to this Shoal Modix. I'm gonna do some full circle for us right now, okay? You ready to algorithm? Okay. So I was watching that video of Braden Rouse we just showed on the tape. And I noticed Westminster High School, Westminster Academy. That was one of the teams that Kel was playing. Arch Manning's high school coach, Nelson Stewart, just took the job at Westminster Academy in Georgia about 3 months ago. He left Isidore Newman. I talked to him about it a few months back. You know, it was a hard, hard decision. But that's how we full circle this thing. So we can answer one of these remarks about, yeah, and you know what else? Arch's commitment is still today the greatest single recruiting commitment in the history of the world, period. There is no second place. There's nothing even close to it. But I thought that was interesting. I'm watching Braden Rouse just destroy Westminster Academy. And I know that I hope they're not on the schedule for Kel again because our boy Nelson Stewart, Arch's high school head coach, he's going to have to face that guy again. And I promise you he's not going to like it.
And Shoal Maddox, like, there are some kids making a show of this.
Yeah.
I don't think that's Rouse. He's just not telling the coaches. He has every right to. And he's celebrating with his community. And
he's not leading anybody on.
That's pretty right. cool. So I get what you mean, because we've seen some kids make a show of this in the past week, even before they committed and even after they committed. But that's not Braden Rouse. I think he's been doing this pretty as by the book as you can. Before we keep on going, got to show some love to our sponsor, and that is Roback.
There's only one way to describe Roback: best fit, best feel. For those who aren't familiar with Roback, they are completely changing the game with their incredibly comfortable activewear. Roback has released so many items within their new licensed game day collection, and it's our favorite. With novel polo designs and clean hoodie and Q-zip designs from some of your favorite schools like Texas, it's definitely worth checking out. Nobody else on the market is pairing these level of custom designs with this quality of activewear. Roback's everyday shorts or their Delta Performance pants are the perfect pairing as well. Both are super comfortable, have an elastic waistband and great fabric that's made to have the appearance of a nice short look, but the comfort for a day on the move. Roback has also been proudly leading the NIL charge, having signed partnerships with multiple college football stars like Quinn Ewers. They are becoming the go-to brand for college athletes across the country. Use the code TEXAS20 on Roback.com for a generous 20% off for all new customers through the end of this week. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com and 20% off all performance polos, shorts, and more with TEXAS20.
Got some good stuff to get to. Lots of decisions to track today. But we'll answer this one from Stroh's World. Or it's Stroh's World. If Texas gets Rouse, will that affect Tyler Atkinson?
Maybe a little bit. Poquito. Maybe a little bit. Poquito.
Yeah, it's one of those things where Atkinson, we've been, I think, very clear on this channel and over on Inside Texas, where NIL is going to play a very, very significant, very significant factor. And the NIL that they're looking for is very significant. And as things look closer and closer to professional football, Charlie, linebackers don't eat up a ton of cap space in NFL.
No, definitely not. You got to be, I mean, the elite of the elite to get, I guess, the money that you're going to ask for, right? And that's not meaning linebackers, right? Because they're interchangeable and replaceable. So, I mean, to me, look, I get it. If you feel like you're worth whatever number, go out there and seek it. But yeah, linebackers is not a position where you're going to spend a ton. They bang so much. Those guys end up having shorter careers because they're always, it's constant impact every single play. You never know exactly how long a guy's going to last. They may have a busted shoulder in 2 years, right? So you just never know. But nah, I don't see that as a position where you go all out on, unless it's just a severe need or you just have to have it and there's no other way around it.
Justin, the other thing is we also know the likelihood of Anthony Hill being on this roster in 2026, pretty small.
Yeah.
He's going to free up some cap space.
Yeah.
Maybe Tyler Atkinson's where they look to throw that money.
I can see that. You know, it's always fascinating the allocation of resources when it comes to this stuff behind the scenes. Like, to me, I would think, hey, okay, if you miss out on Atkinson, but you get Rouse, why don't you up the ante a little bit with Caden Prothrow, a tight end that you really, really need in this class? So, but I don't think they look at it like that as much as they do it position by position. They are definitely looking to restock that room. Look, Anthony Hill, he's going to have a great junior season, and he's likely going to be one of the first linebackers off the board the 2026 NFL draft, and I'm going to be as happy as anybody in the world. But he is not leaving that room bare. Leona LaFalle, Ty Anthony Smith, Elijah Bo Barnes, they are building something there. And it feels like linebackers are a little more important in the SEC than it was in the Big 12, especially with the run fits and run game. Because essentially, if you can't stop the run in the SEC, you're going to lose. And it doesn't just start at the D line. It starts at linebackers being sound, being strong. And like Coach Williams says, they're used to collisions. It's almost like that second level, it's the same as running back on offense at that second level. They're so close to that and with collisions and that sort. But, hey, the fact that Anthony will be coming off the books, that would help out with Tyler Atkinson, I think, substantially. I also think he's asking for a pretty substantial number, and we know how Sark feels about cap space.
Yeah, without a doubt. One more thing on linebacker, David Keith Williams, thank you. Bo Barnes on the roster, Apollo in the recruiting class, and potentially getting Braden Rouse or Tyler Atkinson. Be interesting to see where these linebackers actually play at Texas. I think I can do this. Bo Barnes, Mike, pretty much that's his future. Yeah. Opala,
I wonder if they create a Trey Moore role where you're doing a little bit of everything. Yep. Rouse, I think, is the perfect Will.
Yes.
And then Atkinson, he's the type of athlete that they're going to make learn Mike no matter what.
If you spend the type of money they would have to spend, that buddy better be able to play Mike.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those things where he's going to possibly, you know, struggle with some of those aspects, but that's where you put that guy.
Yeah.
Another one from William David. Coach, what's your opinion of Jonathan Cunningham? And Justin as well, what's your opinion of Jonathan Cunningham? A little bit light. Coach, you just saw him in person. Kind of curious what you think. We've been throwing the words Maurice Blackwell around. Maybe something different for him?
Yeah, I just talked to him this weekend. He's actually starting out at the star position, so he's getting a ton of reps at the nickel right now. I know a ton of teams actually recruited him at nickel, not just Texas. And so I know Texas previously had him coming in as a linebacker, but he started out at star. So he said he's just learning head on a swivel right now, but he said he's picking it up. Though he loves being out in space, trying to cover to some of the faster, more athletic guys.
That's a kid that I hope I see on special teams early. Because if that's where these guys make a difference, let's be honest, we've seen kind of a track record of that. If this kid can just sniff special teams, I think that would be a positive.
Before we get out of here, there are a good amount of decisions here over the next few days, all the way up until Saturday. Going to go through them real quick. Lots of prospects just looking.
Why don't you go through them rapid fire? You know it to me. I'll make a guess, and then Charlie make a guess, and then go back to you, and you finish it.
All right, here we go. So we'll start with the next one we think is coming in a few minutes or so. Jalen Lott.
Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon.
Duck.
Over Texas, over USC. Just good recruiting job by Samples and Lanning.
Yeah, Rashad Samples did a great job in that recruitment, gentlemen.
We've covered Braden Rouse. We've talked.
I don't want to guess.
That. Yeah, like the only person who
it's
knows
gonna
right
be UT.
Is,
I can tell you that much.
It's gonna be a UT. Yeah.
I love that. And credit Shade to him. Horn. Those are always fun. Like we don't get them all that often. Lamar Brown, defensive lineman from Baton Rouge.
LSU.
I'm gonna say A&M.
They're throwing a bag at him, coach. They're throwing an Ojo bag at that
team. Oh, man.
Here's one. Justin, I think you plan to see him tomorrow. Coach, I think you plan to be at the commitment ceremony. Jamarian Carlton.
My guess right now is Baylor. I think he wants to stay as close to home as possible.
I got to say this twice. I'm going to say the team out in West Texas. I'm going to say Texas Tech.
Charlie and I had heard some buzz during the July 4th holiday about Tex kind of building up the momentum. We didn't know if it was exactly an overlap from the Ojo stuff.
Right.
But apparently they had been doing the same exact thing with Jamarian Carlton that they've been doing with Felix Ojo for the last year. And I think we've learned a lesson. You cannot sleep on Joey McGuire when they're throwing out that type of cash.
Correct.
Samari Matthews.
Oh, yeah. Hook him horn all the way.
Coach,
I think South Carolina made that one close. I do not want to discount that at all. Right. I think it's still a few days before that. But there's just – Charlie and I have talked about this a lot. There was something about that unofficial visit in April that made us walk away and say, this kid's going to Texas.
Yeah, definitely.
Coach, this one's for you and you alone. KJ Ford?
Oh, man. I'll say Florida.
Florida, yeah.
It's yeah, Florida. I'm going to go Florida.
All right, there we go. Hez Kent.
Hezzy to the U.
You? Oh, man, I didn't have a guess.
You're selling him a tight end as well, just for the record.
Okay, but look, I'm going to follow your lead on that one, say to you. Yeah, that was tough.
Florida's still swinging, though. So,
Calvin Thomas, if this is a car deal.
Listen, man, the last two RPNs have been UNC. Yeah. I talked to Will Fong. He's still hanging out with Nebraska on this one. So I'm going to say either North Carolina or Nebraska. And I really and if Texas gets the linebackers they want, that's why he didn't wind up in Austin. That kid is going to turn out to be a really good college football player.
Yeah.
Caden Prothrow.
If Georgia didn't have seven tight ends already committed to this class, I mean, they've got a lot, Joe.
I know.
It's still Georgia, but buddy, there's something there with Texas. Like the need at tight end is is merging with the abundance of tight end in Athens, Georgia. And that one is why we're on our toes and why we're keeping updates at Inside Texas.
All right. I'm going to just go off on a list of guys. If y'all hear anybody y'all want to talk about real quick, none of them are really Texas guys, but just some guys that we may know about. Jaden Warren, y'all, anything there?
Huge fan. I think he ends up at either Houston or SMU or Notre Dame. Yeah, it's one of those. He's very close to Keyshawn Henderson. Texas really likes this kid. They're going to watch his senior evaluation. If that kid blows up as a senior, Texas is going to offer.
I finally watched his tape today, and he's fast. He you know, he reminds me of Kelshawn Johnson. He's pretty close to that.
Yeah, that's a good one. He's fantastic.
Justin from up in your neck of the wards, Lakelon Graves.
Say that one more time.
Lakelon Graves at Kilgore.
Oh, Lakavion Graves. Oh, yeah. Oh, Oklahoma State.
All right. Ooh. And then one more, if y'all remember from out in Midland High, Puitele Primus.
Oh, Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma or SMU on that.
They loved absolutely. I think Oklahoma was his first major offer. And I think there's a connection actually with his family in OU, if I remember correctly, or maybe he has family in that area. But I would say Primus is headed to Oklahoma.
See, excited to see where he goes. You don't see a lot of Polynesians out in Midland, Texas. So always very intriguing prospect.
He's a big kid.
He is a big kid. Going to be a great – all these guys going to be great additions to wherever they go. So thank you for watching. Make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Any big Texas recruiting news, we'll be here for it. Also, make sure if you've not done so already, head to InsideTexas.com. Sign up. That will be $1 until kickoff, until toe meets leather up in Columbus on August 30th. You can sign up for Inside Texas, get $1 for access up until that point. Always a great way to get through the off season. 53 days left. And of course, if you have not yet, buy Thinking Texas Football from our guy, Paul Wadlington. Previews of every single position, opponent, and also a look at the 2025 recruiting class. I guess the last thing to look at, can you flip someone who's already been taking money or that come with problems? Here's my viewpoint on it.
It's already happened once. It's already happened. So go ahead.
But I don't think, because technically the law or the rule, whatever it is, some of these things can't be talked about until August 1st. And some of these things can't be talked about until signing day.
Yeah.
So at some point, there's going to be a commit who says, okay, where's this? Where's that? And what he was promised doesn't show up.
That is very much going to happen.
That's going to definitely happen.
Haven't we already kind of seen that in a few recruits over the last couple of years?
Yeah.
You know, money didn't arrive or there was or this problem or that. Yeah. And we had a chat within our group the other night about when does a college buy out an NIL deal?
That's very big.
That's next level.
Yeah.
That's on the next episode.
Find out. Well, the I'm a Leva family may know about that, but we'll keep on going. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com.